Welcome to part two, A Myth or a Fact, the second series. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for the second episode, I actually spoke with Wole G and we're still on the topic of, is the existence of the bro code a myth or a fact? In this particular episode as well, he gets to talk about how he learned about the bro code, what he understands by the bro code, some unnecessary rules in the bro code, and so many more interesting things. So do listen in.
Welcome to the second series of A Myth or a Fact, part two. And on this particular one, I have with me an economist, a radio and TV presenter, and his name is Kokola Oluwagbemidekwola. If you don't understand Yoruba, this name is massive. Well, let's just leave it like that. So we're going to be having the conversation for the second part of, is the existence of the bro code a myth or a fact? His nickname is Wole G, which is much more convenient for us, so we're going to stick with that. Wole G, thanks for coming to the show.
All right. Thanks for having me on here. It's quite nice to be on here too.
All right, so welcome to the show, Wole G.
Thank you very much.
Is the existence of the bro code a myth or a fact?
Well, okay. Is bro code a myth or a fact, right?
Yes.
Yeah, basically, you know, people see it as a myth, but it's a fact. Now, what do I mean by it's a fact? It's not a written code, basically. You know, different bro group has different bro codes. Should I say it's more or less something that necessity or something, it just happened. And, you know, guys, we have this way of doing things, this way of, you know, relating with ourselves. And as the general notion, you know, guys, life is very simple. You know, we don't take things, you know, to heart that much. Again, first of all, what is bro code, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a definition for that. The bro code is a friendship etiquette to be followed among men, or more specifically, among members of this bro subculture. Now, what do you mean by among members of the bro subculture? Now, you know, we have different cultures, we have different traditions and, you know, different, I say, caliber of people and different types of people on the earth. My setting, or should I say my gang, let me use the word gang. Now, gang in this sentence doesn't, in this situation doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Because whenever you hear the word gang, you know, most people think otherwise. When we say among members of the same bro subculture, it means among members of the same bro group, like peer group, like friends, or like friends now, deep close friends. Now, but the term has been popularized, you know, the bro code was, you know, actually started gaining popularity due to the television show.
When I had Oluwatobi on the show, he talked about how that was what really made the bro code really popular. The movie, yeah. And they even went ahead to write a book on it. But now let's get more. Let's bring the whole. Now we've done a broad definition of what the bro code is.
Yeah.
Let's move directly to coming to you now, right?
Okay.
What are some of the bro codes that you think every bro should just adhere to, or what are some bro codes that exist in your own gang, your own brotherhood?
Okay, in my own, yeah, now setting now.
Yeah.
You have your bros back any day, anytime, no matter what. Have your bros back any day, anytime, no matter what. And also, you know, in a certain way, if his girlfriend asks about, you know, him from you as a bro, and you know that maybe, you know, there's an ulterior motive behind the girl asking about your bro, what do you do? You cover up for him. You know, even if he's not at your place, what do you say? Is that with me? Yeah, we went to see a football match together. You know, we're having fun outside.
Just like I told Toby when I had the first part, the thunder that will fire some of you in your brotherhood. Because he also mentioned, it's so weird that, you know, both of you might not even know each other, but you both said this. The first thing he also talked about was bros having their back. Like, you must have your bros back. And he also talked about this one that you're talking about now, of how you have to support your guys against yourself. Yeah. So, which other ones is it that is really popular?
Okay. There's this other one that really affects those of us that actually have younger sisters, or elder sisters. Now, bro don't date family.
What if bro finds his love of his life in your family?
Now, you know, we are guys. We know ourselves. Guys, we know drill. This guy is really into my sister. Or this guy, I just play, just one wine my sister.
Mm. So you're saying that in the bro code, there is no whining with the sisters in the bro code. It's either you're there for real or you leave the sisters alone.
Yes, that's just it. You know, you don't treat my sister. You don't treat my sister wrong. I don't. Normally, on the norms in my group, in our gang, in my group, it's out of place. You don't. There's no way you can do it. They will just tell you. See, just take your eyes off it. Forget her. Just forget her. No be matter. The exception is only if I can see that actually this is something real. And I know my bro. I know the kind of person he is. I can actually vouch for him. When I give the go ahead, in most cases, you will notice, even if you have an older brother or a younger brother, he wouldn't want to date his friend. Take it or leave it. Have you noticed that?
As far as I'm concerned, it means that you're rolling with the wrong group. Let's just move on.
No. You see, it's not about rolling with the wrong group. That's what I said. It's a bro code. You know yourselves. You know the kind of things you do. You know the kind of gatherings, and you know the kind of sister you are. Okay, personally, I'm the only guy at home. I'm the only young boy, so I have four sisters. Now, I can't see a friend that like your sister. After you now, just forget it. Don't go to that place. That's it.
All right, let's move on. I know that as much as this bro code are very important to you guys and you guys have how you keep to them, there must have been some bro codes that you've heard and you're just like, Abeg, this is just ridiculous. When I had the first part with Oluwatobi, he talked about how there is a bro code that actually says a bro must not ask for direction even if he gets lost. And he felt like that was just a stupid bro code. Do you have some bro codes that you would rather just throw away?
That was what I wanted to even talk about. That it's kind of funny where you say bro doesn't ask for direction. I think that one doesn't work with me. As a person, I like asking for directions. I'm a pure Yoruba man, and I said even in the culture, in the Yoruba culture, you know, I'm a Yoruba person. And there's a proverb that talks about someone that asks the way will never miss the way. So me, I don't really believe in that bro culture, of not never asking,
Is there any other one that you don't agree with in the bro code?
There's also one I don't agree with, and it doesn't work in my own circle, because I kind of have influence, when I talk about, when we do things in my own circle. There's this one that they talk about, bros don't cry. No matter what, you don't cry. You shouldn't be seen shedding tears. It's something that I don't really believe in. Because I feel, we are all humans and we are bound to have different, types of emotional stress and, trauma at times when you just have to let it, you have to shed these tears and let it move and move on with your life. But, there's a bro code that talks about you as a young man, as a bro, not shedding tears over a lady. Yeah, and that's one thing, even the larger community has placed upon young men, that as a young man, you shouldn't be seen crying outside. A young man should never cry. Just, take it upon yourself and just move on with life. But you see, for me, I feel that's a very wrong one, because we are emotional beings too. We have, flesh and blood running through us and water. It is not petrol that is running through us. So, it's the truth. And you see, most times when you see that these guys can't really, express themselves due to the bro code, that's why you see some guys actually taking it out on the other gender. They seem frustrated. It's not because of what the person did immediately at that point in time. Most times, it's because of the backlog of anger issues and the backlog of emotional stress the person has been going through, and because the society or the bro code, which the society has actually even, taken up stronger, even more than the bros themselves. They've actually placed upon us that, okay, young men shouldn't be seen crying outside. And it's something that, instead of crying, they now take it out. There's this one that... Yeah, so you're talking about that if I wanted to add a bro code, Abby?
Yes, what would you add?
Which bro code would I add? What would I add? Now, number one, older bros are a resource. Now, what do I mean by other bros are a resource? Now, say find a chief and accept his wisdom. Like, find an older bro, like, accept his wisdom. This wisdom will make you a better bro. Are you getting it?
Yeah, I do. You know, learning from the bigger bros, learning from their own
experiences.
As a bro, always be cool. Get ready to learn from older bros. Find a chief and accept his wisdom. You know, try to get more from those that are far ahead of you, that they've gone ahead of you in this bro world. You know, try to get something from them. Sit down, settle down at their feet, listen to them, let them speak sense into you, and you get better as a bro from them.
Yeah, I think it's important at this point to say, learn the good things, please.
Basically, you have to learn the good things. You shouldn't fall into the pit that older bro fell into. So that's just...
Yeah, wow, this has been really, really interesting. I have had an amazing time getting to know, you know, a bit more about, you know, the guys and what you guys do. Because you guys always make these things hush-hush.
Yeah,
you don't be letting the girls go through it. So it's nice that we're having this conversation. I mean, Oluwatobi really, really did prepare us in the part one. And you have done phenomenal giving us your own extra spice in this part two of the series. Is the existence of the bro code a myth or a fact? I have to say, thank you so much for being an amazing guest, Wole G.
You're welcome.
Wait to have you next time on this podcast discussing something amazing. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much. You're welcome.
That was quite an interesting conversation I had with Wole G. It was really interesting, and I'm sure a lot of girls can actually relate to the whole, you know, you can't date my friend or my friend cannot date you kind of conversation. Really, I think it's because maybe the brothers just roll with the wrong group. Do you think there's any other reason why guys just don't want their sisters with your friends, with their bros? If you have an answer to that, do send me an email at queenrafispacepodcast@gmail.com, or you send me your feedback as regards the episode on queen_Rafi on Twitter or on Instagram at queenrafispacepodcast. The third episode is going to be the final one where I have the guest, and it's with Mifa Adejumo of the You and I podcast. You don't want to miss it because he definitely took us 360, and you do not want to miss it. I say again, don't forget that the last episode is always about your feedback. So send me your emails, send me your contributions, your feedbacks, and also send me your voice notes on Anchor app. I want to hear from you because the last episode is about your feedback. So don't leave me hanging. Thanks for listening.